I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Of course, over the weekend, you recently represented the Boomers in Queensland. Fair to say it was a great game, 23 points, six steals and a couple of assists as well. Tell us about that experience and especially that big dunk in the fourth.
Yeah, no, it was a great experience being able to go out there and play for my country. You know, being a kid, it's always been one of my biggest dreams, to play for my country at the highest level.
Yep.
And, you know, just luckily I grabbed the opportunity with both hands, you know, went out and did what I do. Played aggressive and did what the coach wanted me to do and got the win, which is good.
What would it have been like in the camp and then all of a sudden the coach or the selection committee, I don't know how it works, Dyson, so fill in the blank for me, when they said, well, you're in the side. What was the emotions for you?
Yeah, no, I was so excited. You know, I was told by Coach Adam Caporn, who's my coach here at the Centre of Excellence, that I was going to be playing for the Boomers. You know, I was just over the moon, so excited, ready to get into it. And it was I only got told like 3 weeks before we were about to play. So pretty quick turnaround, you know, got the group together pretty quick and got some good hit outs and training sessions in together. And I was just really excited to get out there and, you know, go play for my country.
Of course. And of course, 23 points and six steals. And, you know, those first points are the ones that you always remember. Do you remember the first basket that you put through?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, you know, it was a layup with the left hand, which is, you know, a bit odd for me. You know, I love using my right hand, but, you know, those first points were great to get on the ball, you know, get them early, which is good to kick start off the game.
Yep, it's always on the scoreboard and it's always in the paper the next day, so it doesn't matter how you get it, it's always there, isn't it? Dyson, tell us about your experience in the NBA Academy. What's involved with that?
Yeah, so I've been at the NBA Academy for a year and a half now, and I've recently just transferred over to the Centre of Excellence, so you know, my time with the NBA Academy has been really good. You know, Coach Marty Clark, Coach Robbie McKinley have coached me there. And now I'm under Coach Adam Caporn and Michael Cassidy. So, you know, I really enjoyed it here. It's been really good for my development, you know, and, yeah, I love it. I'm really looking forward to one of my last years here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being able to, you know, take a full opportunity of it and get my development going.
Dyson Daniels joins us on the Sideline View this afternoon. So obviously basketball has been in your life pretty much from day one. Is there any other sports that you've tried and thought, you know, maybe I might give this a go, or has it just been basketball, basketball, basketball?
Yeah, no, I played footy for a bit of AFL when I was back here in Bendigo at home. So I played that for about 6 years. And, you know, I really enjoyed that. It was a tough decision having to give it up. But I guess basketball was my favourite sport.
Yep.
And, you know, it's the one I wanted to pursue. I think the one that I was better at. So I think I made the right choice.
Obviously, the NBA is the big goal. How's that looking?
Yeah, no, you know, that is the big goal. It's always going to be my big goal, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there.
Yep.
You know, whatever it be, my next step, whether go play pro, go play college, you know, I'm going to make the right decision to help me get there and, yeah, hopefully be there one day.
Well, just remember when you're a big star in the NBA, just remember, you know, your time in Bendigo and, you know, this particular program and, you know, who knows, we might end up over in the United States watching a basketball game ourselves and watching you on one of the courts around America, which will be absolutely fantastic. So just remember us, you know, here in Central Victoria. So including
That's
yourself,
right.
A bit of a dream team, Dyson, including yourself, you're in the starting five. Who's around you? Who you got?
We talk an all-time dream team?
Yeah, all-time dream team. Let's have no salary cap, nothing. We're just going to pick the all-time five, including yourself.
If I had to be there, I'd play the point. LeBron James at the two, Michael Jordan at the three, Tim Duncan at the four, and Shaq at the five.
I'm glad I said there was no salary cap involved in it with that lineup. I guess, you know, obviously, as we mentioned there, the dream, going to the NBA. Who do you support in the NBA and the NBL and, you know, other leagues that you support around Australia or maybe around the world?
Yeah, so in the NBA, I'm a Houston fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been a Houston fan for a while. We lost a few of our players, but I like following players a bit more in the NBA, so I'm a Russell Westbrook fan. I'm in the NBL. I'm a Melbourne fan. You know, I've trained with Melbourne a little bit. But, I just like watching any games, you know, watching more of a players person, watching players compete and stuff like that.
Did you watch yourself back on the YouTube video of the recent game?
No, I haven't yet. No.
No, I was just curious as to what players do, whether they watch themselves. I know obviously you have a debrief from a team's perspective, but whether you sit down yourself and watch it and go, okay, I should have done this or I should have done that. It's always fascinating.
I'll definitely go review the game. You know, we'll have a review with the coaches.
Yep.
You know, they'll get us video and stuff like that. And I'm sure the boys that played will sit down, have a watch and have a talk about what we did well and what we could do better. So.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Dyson, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and all the very best, mate.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.